Good morning, Shakira.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Very excited.
I just got back from Miami, and everybody there, because there are mucho Colombians in Miami, very excited that your record is coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Like, I go to rent a car, and they'd be like, hey, Shakira's record comes out on
Tuesday. That's right. No.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a different sound for you. Is this the way the direction of your new CD is going to be?
Yeah, this album is going to be very upbeat and dancey, and I think designed for it to be in the clubs. I've always wanted to have an album, sonically speaking, like this one. So, and this is pretty much what I wanted.
Is it going to be in Spanish too, or is it just going to be in English?
The song came out in Spanish a week ago.
Is that what Loba was?
Yeah, Loba is She-Wolf.
Oh, I haven't heard
of that. And JC speaks Spanish.
My album is coming out in English with three Spanish tracks.
Okay.
And then my Spanish album is coming out next year.
I think we need to have a conversation here with JC Chavez about this, that he didn't know that song was in Spanish.
No, I did.
Loba means She-Wolf? What?
No, I knew it means She-Wolf, but I just saw it.
I'd call Lulac or somebody. I don't
know. Lulac.
You know what? Let's talk about your sexy body. No, I just have two respectful questions. One, and I think I might have asked you this when you were here with me. Latin women seem to have a sexual something.
Security, confidence?
I don't know what it is. There's a confidence that Latin women, I'm not trying to be stereotypical at all, but there just seems to be a confident sexiness about Latin women. Can you explain why that is?
Maybe you can explain better. Maybe you have you dated Latin women?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
They've
He's
all done
married
me.
And divorced one.
Yeah, married and divorced. And
I would love to hear you explain that to me.
I was with an Argentinian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good choice.
From Buenos Aires.
She was sweet? She was cute?
So sweet, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what anyway. Backpacking, yeah.
Where is she now?
Well.
What did you do?
I know.
He broke her heart.
Yeah. Anyway, second question.
She turned it on you, didn't
she?
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I don't blame you. Second question is, people talk about your backside and the way you're able to move it and stuff.
I got new moves.
You do.
Oh. I got new moves.
Well,
what kind of new moves?
Hold the phone up to my chest, and you can do them.
We have a video cam on right now.
Okay, Shakira, do you work out that area? And if so, what's the most effective exercise?
I'm working out pretty hard lately. You know, I never worked out this hard in my life.
Do you work the butt though?
My what?
Do you work out your butt, your backside?
My butt. Booty.
My rear,
the
you
booty.
Mean?
Yeah.
The booty.
Yeah. I work out all the different areas, you know, it's very important.
Is there one like exercise you could pass on to the women listening? Is there one exercise that works
women
the best for
don't
you?
Have booty.
You know, dancing is the best exercise.
Is it?
Dancing.
Yeah. I really had to get myself into a decent shape for the video. So I worked out like 2 hours a day, but what really did it was the extra hours dancing.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Nothing defines your body better than that, huh?
And, you know, I'm behaving with the food a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because, I can get carried away. I can eat like an animal.
Really?
Like a she-wolf.
Crazy amounts.
Like no fork and knife out of a bowl on the floor? Kind
of thing? I can enter a restaurant and close it, and the waiters end up like leave the place laughing.
Really?
So much of how much I ate.
Are you just holding the bone and ripping the meat off the bone with your hands?
Yeah, I can do all that.
Oh.
I can even take the bones, put it in my purse, take them to the hotel.
Oh,
wow.
And finish
it
there.
And then gnaw on them in the window.
Yeah.
Now, see, if I did that, they'd think I was disgusting. You do that, they think you're sexy.
Oh, that's hot. I want video of that.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You see, that's what marketing does.
There's nothing you do that isn't. Nothing. You could be carpet cleaning and it would be sexy. Just anything. Anything you do.
Oh, you guys.
No, it's true.
I think he's trying to get you to clean his carpets.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? It's not age dependent at all. It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 50. You're just a sexy person, and that's kind of cool.
Oh,
you really
thank
are.
Thank you. You know what? I feel better now that I'm in my 30s than when I was in my 20s. Yeah.
More confident?
More confident, more acceptance, you know, more self-acceptance.
Yes.
I think that when you get to your 30s, you know that what you see is what you get. And that's it, you know, and you kind of learn to like yourself the way you are, with your virtues, with your vices, with you know.
You know, you had something happen to you that hasn't happened to a lot of artists, and I think it's what made you so strong. You had a series of things that didn't work early on, you know, with with your local producers on your first couple of albums,
That's true.
They tried to change what you were and what you wanted to do, and you weren't old enough then or strong enough then to, you know, to stand up for yourself. And so I'm sure that's made you really strong now, right?
I started so early. I was 13. I was signed to Sony Music back then, which back then was CBS.
Yeah.
And yeah, my first two albums didn't do well at all. I just had one song that was played. I got a lot of airplay on the local radio.
Sure.
But, you know, I had to start from the beginning, and I feel that I've been putting every brick on top of the other one under the sun, you know,
uh-huh.
with sweat and with hard work. And that's how I've built my career. And I've expanded my fields of action, but gradually, you know, like I think I first started in Colombia. I tried to persuade, you know, and the local media, the
sure.
local press, and then Latin America, and then I came to America. So every year and with every project, there's a new challenge, and I always feel the same adrenaline and the same level of nervousness and feeling like I haven't accomplished anything, you know, like I'm just
right.
starting from zero. So I today feel the same sensation
wow.
as I was 13, you know, coming out with my first album.
That's great, because if you lose that, then you don't, you know, you no longer
What's
have the,
point?
The desire to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She-Wolf, by the way, is the name of the single, She-Wolf, and it is out today, and the album comes out in October. We're talking to Shakira. Hey, did you see the picture of President Obama with the Brazilian girl? They're on stage. He's on stage with the President of France. President Obama is, and a young girl is turning to walk the other way, and it appears that President Obama is looking at her backside. I don't know if you saw this picture.
No, I haven't seen.
Oh, it's a big story in the news this week, and I was just wondering if that happened to you with the president, would you be complimented or insulted by that?
Do I really have to answer to this question?
You don't have to, no.
Yes, you do.
I don't think it's an unfair.
Can we talk more about She-Wolf?
It just falls into the opinions that people have about, you know, that type of thing, about being looked at. That's all. That's the only reason I asked. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
But let's switch. Let's go to another.
Sure. You know what? I like the way you did that. You just asked if we could change the subject, which...
Let's change the subject because,
right.
you know...
Let me ask you, can I change the subject back?
I feel that presidents are, you know, an institution, and we owe them certain respect, you know.
That's
and
true.
I don't want to
That's true.
Get into something that could be misinterpreted, you know.
Blow it up into some big political statement from Shakira that you didn't make.
Exactly.
Right.
I understand. Okay. All right.
How's the He-Wolf doing?
How is it what?
The He-Wolf.
The He-Wolf.
Not the She-Wolf, but the He-Wolf.
He-Wolf.
Yes.
The He-Wolf. He's good. He's good. Yeah. He's under control.
Right where you want him, right?
Right.
It's great to talk to you. Can't wait to see you when you come back stateside. Well, you're here now in New York, so
when you're on tour.
Yeah. And so the free download is done, but you can get the song on iTunes right now. You can go download it and buy it. It's a great song. Really cool vibe. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to talk to you. See you soon, all right?
Alrighty. Nice to talk to you guys.
All right, all right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Adios.
Thanks again.
Shakira. Just like saying your name.
Shakira.
Shakira. Shakira.
I like when she said, oh, yeah. Oh, don't be bad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be bad. Not looking for cute little divas or rich silly guys. I just want to enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy. I'm going to be sexy from now on.
No.
Shannon loves it. Shannon's like
Shakira.
Turning red.
Oh, yeah. You like it, Shannon?
You are red, Shannon.
Have you seen the video?
Can I share a feeling, Shannon?
Wow.
When you're turned on by the same thing I am, it's awkward to me.
Why?
I think it only makes you too closer.
It makes me appreciate Shannon more.
Is it better than her crawling through the mud on Hips Don't Lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? It's better. Is it better than when she's doing that spin around silhouette and underneath my clothes?
Yeah.
Dude, it's borderline where it shouldn't be on TV.
Really?
It's borderline. Yeah.
I think she'd be complimented if Obama stared at her butt, don't you?
Sure, I know I would.
I would too.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah,
I would.
If Obama stared at your butt, you'd be complimented.
Why not? It's the president.
Yeah.
She's very, very cautious and careful.
Yeah.
Evident.
Yeah, she is. And she wanted to mention She-Wolf a few times there.
Well, she just wanted to change the subject. She don't want to, be misquoted. Before you know it, U.S. is at war with Colombia.
Exactly.
Something.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And then JC be all upset the cocaine shipments would be just out
there. Oh, yeah. Please. He wouldn't be able to get his stuff anymore. All your stuff would be delayed, JC. You know, you'd be calling your guy over in Bogota going, what's up? Call Medellin. Make it happen.
Where's Pablo Escobar?
Where's Pablo when you need him? I mean, how many times has Miss Columbia won the Miss Universe pageant?
I bet a whole
pretty much all of them, every time.
Miss Columbia or Miss Venezuela?
Miss Venezuela, yeah.
Latin.
Yeah. JC, I think that's probably why people like Al and I find it such a betrayal for you to be with Kenzie and not with a fine Latin girl. You know what I'm saying?
Latin chicks out there. Yeah.
I don't know why you got to go for the vanilla. You know, that's all I
leave, it for you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Look, JC, you need to stick with your own race. Oh, you need to stick with your own race, man. Dang. Come on, y'all have some pride.
Shakira.
And Melissa's what?
Yeah,
White.
Yeah.
Melissa who?
Kid Craddock in the morning. We'll be back.